Okay.
Yun talaga yung first word lagi mo. Okay.
Okay.
Kala mo naman okay talaga tayo. Jinx.
Anyway. Hi, guys.
Welcome.
Really energy, trying to, put out the energy out there.
Nakailang beroka ako today, pero parang ngarag pa rin ako. But, you know, we have to suck it up.
As we have always said, suck it up.
Yeah, parang niloloko na lang yata natin yung sarili natin.
Ano, how long can we keep this up, ano?
This energy? Hindi, alam naman natin na bababa yung energy mamaya kasi tawanan kunwari, tapos biglang magiging seryoso. O, sino ba ba niloloko natin?
Iyak na lang tayo.
Ang ina-expect ng mga makikinig ay masaya, you know, full of energy.
Wrong.
We have failed you.
Not today.
Just like how we have failed our parents.
Our parents.
And this episode is all about that.
True.
Oh yeah, that was so smooth. Anyway, because of that smoothness, ako si Daryl.
At ako naman si Cash.
And this is...
Is this thing on?
Podcast. Parang ang
talaga
pangit.
Talaga ko energy. Okay na yan. Anyway, so as Daryl have mentioned a few seconds ago, our topic for this episode is about the expectations of our parents.
Tupang ano?
Wait, ano minumura mo ba ako?
Hindi kayo. Ikaw kaya nakaisip ng title na to.
Teka lang naman kasi, may explanation mo na dapat kung ano yung episode natin.
At kung bakit yan yung episode title. Tupang ina mo.
Tupang ina mo rin.
Weird talaga yung humor ni Kesh.
Tupang ina kasi, ito na nga, magkukwento na. Ang topic namin for this week, for this episode, is the expectations of our parents and how we have met or failed them.
Kala mo may met or failed? Kala mo naman na meet talaga.
Ay, malay mo naman.
Kala mo.
We will find out. Okay, so Daryl, hi.
Hi.
Ikaw ang unang tatanungin natin para maka-ensure na tayo ng ano mo, airtime mo.
Wow.
For this episode.
Hanggang sa episode na to, airtime pa din yung problema. Oh. Ka nga. Hindi ka pa ba nakapag-practice?
Ayun nga, Da. So, meron ka bang ano? Like, on the top of your head right now.
Oh.
What do you remember is the ano? What
do you,
okay, sorry. At the top of your head, what do you think when you say, when...
Ayusin mo.
Fuck.
Alam mo, hey, pwede namang mag-Tagalog.
Mas ano kasi, wait. Ano yung una mong naiisip pag kasinabi sa yung expectation ng parents?
Ay, good question. Wala yan sa outline natin. You have failed to meet my expectations.
Meron ba tayo, ano, syempre. Alam mo yun, ad-lib at saka ano to, segway. Yun yung term.
Segway talaga.
Segway papasok sa topic natin.
Feeling ko pagdating sa expectation, ang top of mind na pumapasok sa isip ko ay vocation or yung profession mo growing up. Laging ganun eh. Hindi lang ng magulang mo, pero ng mga kamag-anak mo. To the point na, I think every Filipino, adolescent, and millennial could relate na pag may family gathering, diba, laging pinag-uusapan ng mga marites niyong tita kung ano yung vocation o kaya ano yung trabaho ng mga anak nila. Diba? Ganyan. Parang, oh, saan siya nagtatrabaho? Anong ginagawa niya? Ganyan, ganyan. Nakarelate ka ba? O ako lang yun? O pamilya ko lang yung ganun ka-dark?
Nakakarelate din ako.
Ah, okay.
Nakakarelate naman ako. Kaso, it's been a while since I saw my relatives.
Oo, pero diba ganun nga yung expectation?
Mm-mm.
Parang, at least, siguro marami namang expectation ang mga parents ko sa akin. Pero, ang unang pumapasok lagi ay mag-revolve sa kung ano yung tatrabawuhin mo pagtanda mo. At kung paano ka magiging.
Paano ka magiging?
Kung paano ka magiging matanda. na tao.
Ha?
Kung paano ka tatanda. Ganun. Tapos na kasi yung sentence ko dun sa magiging. Kung paano ka maging.
Ay, ganun ba?
Magiging. Tama ba? May ganun kung ba? sige nga. Sige nga.
Hindi ko alam. So, ano yung expectation ng parents mo? Mayroon ba silang sinabi sa yung like, specific profession that they wanted you to be when while you were growing up, at least?
Ay, feeling ko, hindi nila sinabi explicitly na I am expecting you to be like this. Ganyan. Uh-huh. Siguro ano, yung mga ganun, dumadating siya sa values na I am expecting you to fight for what is right. Ganyan. I am expecting you to be kind. Oo, ganyan. To be principled, to be godly, and Christ God-fearing. Ganyan. Mga ganun shit. Uh-huh. Pero pagdating sa profession, wala. Ano na kasi, feeling ko parang bata pa lang ako, I was already looking for like the approval of my parents as early as I could remember, to the point mm-hmm. na I told them, at kinakwento nila lagi sa akin, na sinasabi ko daw nung bata ko eh, Mama, Mama, I want to become a missionary doctor. Ganun. Oo, tsaka pastor.
Hindi yun,
ganyan,
hindi yun
ganun,
like
shit.
Galing sa'yo talaga. Feeling mo lang yun yung gusto ng parents mo, kaya sinasabi mo yun?
Alam mo, feeling ko hindi nila, wala akong naaalala sa memory ko na in-inculcate nila sa akin yun. Pero syempre naman, given naman yung community natin growing up, yun lang yung mga bukod sa maging astronaut ka o every Filipino can relate o kaya fireman o kaya scientist, laging either doctor, pero dahil religious nga yung pamilya ko, laging may Christian doctor, ganun. Christian missionary, pastor, ganun. So parang nung sinasabi ko yun, tumutungo na lang sila ng oo, na parang, oh, I'm so proud of my son, ganang levels.
Oo.
Kasi they did not have to set the expectation for me. I was already ass-licking back then. Till now. But in the more literal sense. No, chanet.
Ew! Huwag ka lang! Gross!
Fake news po yan, hindi po ako nag-a-ass-lick.
Ala, ew, he said it again!
Oh my God.
Ay, nako.
Ikaw ba? Wait lang. Pag sinabing expectation, ano yung pumapasok sa isip mo? Huwag kang magagaya ng sagot. Mag-isip ka.
Alo? Paano parehas tayo? Bawal? Ano? Siguro growing up, ano kasi, ako kasi yung ano, na-paint na quote-unquote gifted child.
Ano yun? Ano yung gifted child? Oh,
sa kanila. Charing.
Magaling ka. Anong
gifted
mo?
Gifted kasi...
Sige nga.
Hindi. Kasi as early as I could remember, ang laging comment sa akin noon or laging remark sa akin was I was, ang tawag doon, bright. They always used that word with me.
Para,
sana bright
all,
daw ako.
Sana
oo.
All glowing.
I don't know why, but sana glowing. Bright as, bright as the morning
hindi pala
star.
Sa talino. Sa kutis pala.
Makintab lang pala ang noo ko.
Oy, that kid's so and, bright.
Oo, yung pala oily lang siya. Hindi, kasi, hindi, yun yung naaalala ko. Kasi, apparently, parang, I was able to read at an early age. I knew how to read cursive at an early age.
Taray.
Oo, tapos nakaka-memorize na ako ng pagkahaba-habang mga, alam mo to, yung mga Bible verse, ganyan,
ay,
chapters.
Ay, oo, minememorize natin yan.
Oo, pinapa-memorize yun sa akin. Uh-oh. Tapos,
yung iba ba hindi nakaka-memorize kaya ikaw lang yung bright?
Ewan ko, baka ako lang yung uto-uto. Baka nami-memorize din nila.
Baka bright din sila.
Oo, pero alam lang nilang ano, you know, to avoid that stuff. So they were like, si Kizaya na lang kasi bright siya, di ba? Pero yun yung naaalala ko. So parang dahil nung bata pa lang ako, meron na akong label na ako yung bright, quote unquote. Okay. May mga expectations na sila sa akin hindi na dapat nagpo-perform ako sa school, mataas ang grades ko, ganyan. Mm-mm. Eh parang ano pa lang daycare pa lang, pagtungtong ko pa lang ng school, parang mas diniin pa nila yung label na yun sa akin na ako nga ay bright, ganun, talented, ganun.
Sana all ano,
ay,
affirmed.
No, for me ha, it wasn't.
Hindi ka pa naniwala doon, bakla?
Hindi ko naman kasi gets masyado kung ano yung...
Sa bagay, sobrang vague na naman ng term na bride.
Ang vague kasi noon, parang...
Pag tinawag ka namang bride, parang, what the fuck?
Especially for a kid, you don't really... I mean, now, I would say it as an affirmation. And I think that's how my parents intended it to be then.
Mm.
Na affirmation siya. Pero back then, kasi ang dami nilang pinapagawa sa akin. Like, perform sa ganito, perform sa ganyan. May ikaw naman. May nagpo-perform ako sa kasal lang hindi ko kilala.
Oh my God. Binabayaran ka?
Malamang hindi. Bata pa ako na nababayad din sa akin, so, candy.
May child exploitation experience ka na. Pwede natin yung episode yan.
Pero yun yung natatandaan ko kasi there was this, like, para siyang piece na, alam mo yung love chapter sa 1 Corinthians 13. Alam na, quote ng Bible.
1 to 13.
Oo ata. Basta yun, yung love chapter.
Mm-mm.
Parang 6 years old or 7 years old ako, pinamemorize nila sa akin yung buong chapter.
Oh my God, same.
Gifted ka din!
Ito din!
Basta pinamemorize ko yun sa mga, like sa church program or sa like sa kasal, ganyan. Na syempre bata ako, gusto kong maglaro. Like, diba? Parang ang nangyari, napapressure ako to do things na hindi ko naman gusto. Kasi, kasi nga, kasing exploited ka. Ewan ko, I wouldn't call it exploitation. Kasi,
yeah, right.
Hindi naman sila binayaran. Alam mo, exactly. more on pang special number lang talaga. Alam mo yon. Alam mo to eh, kasi yung maganda din boses mo, di ba? I didn't. Oh, may maganda boses ko. pinapakanta ka palagi, ganyan. Yun yung mga una kong natatandaan. Like, that's as early as I can remember. So, it exhausted me, to be honest, na they had this expectation that I would be like this, I would be like that, I would perform in school. Eh, ako pa naman, I have this kind of like behavior or personality, I'm not really sure, na pagka sinabi sa akin na gawin to, mas nangangayaw na lang ako. Parang gagawin ko sana yun kung kusa. Pero dahil dinedemand ninyo na gawin ko, ayoko. So, parang doon ko din nakuha. Doon ko siguro nakuha yung behavior na yon. So, growing up, dahil yun nga, di ba, the expectations at an early age.
Mm. Maitim na tupa ka na noon. Tupang ina mo talaga.
Nag-start na ako yung parang may pressure kasi na bakit ganito yung grades mo, bakit ganyan yung performance mo sa school. So, hindi siya nakatulong, tapos mas nakaka-pressure siya. Tapos, na-experience mo din ba dahil kinukumpara ka sa mga ano, like peers mo?
We are Asians.
Saan ka kinukumpara? May natatandaan ka ba? Like, kung kinukumpara ka to someone, sino?
Mga classmates. Tapos specific names, ganyan. O kaya mga churchmates.
O, shoutout mo na sila.
Naka-move on na tayo sa ganong trauma. Charing. Oo, pero lagi kang ikukumpara, diba, mula sa grades.
Ano sinasabi sa'yo?
Yun nga, isang buti pa si ganito, ganyan. Tapos name drop. Mas maayos, tingnan mo, mas maganda yung sulat, ganyan, ganyan. Mas mabait.
Uh-oh.
Eto, tingnan mo, hindi siya nagre-reklamo. Ganyan, matulungin siya. Ganyan. Tapos ikaw, parang,
e di, wow, congrats.
I tried my best. Tupang ina niya!
Anong nasa isip mo nun pag ginaganon ka?
Siyempre, tinatake-in ko siya as like a valid criticism. Kasi I took it from the people whom I valued the most. Such as like my parents, my relatives, ganyan. At siyempre, nagkakaroon na rin ng pag-internalize nung ganong comparison, nung ganong pag-compare ng sarili sa iba. To the point na pati yung suot ko, nako-compare ko, ganyan.
Mm-mm.
Oo, mga ganong expectations. Pero yun nga, so in-expect ka nila na mag-perform sa school, Wala bang ano, wala bang to the older level, yung in-expect ka nila, babalik ako dun sa profession, wala ba silang expectation dun sa, I want you to become a lawyer, ganyan.
Well, my dad did tell me at some point before that sabi niya, magaling kasi akong magrason. Magaling akong magpalusot.
Kasi lawyer, nabanggit mo nga.
Ang galing ko kasi magdahilan.
lawyer.
So sabi niya, alam mo, magandang maging ano ka, abogado ka. Tapos palaban pa ako noon.
Pero in-expect ba nila yon o sinuggest lang nila?
feeling ko that was more of a suggestion than an expectation.
Okay. So kasi what about expectation? True. True. So like the free way to get an education is through like Bible school. Ganyan ba yung...
Yes.
Kinuhulaan ko lang education. Ha, sabihin mo.
Mm-mm. Pero my dad, like I've mentioned before in our first episode, they didn't really want me to just focus on that. I mean, in the ministry. Kasi I was also the eldest. So, andun din yung feeling ko, andun din yung expectation nila. Pero they did not say this explicitly. I just felt it. Na I have this expectation na I would be helping financially. But this was just from me. They didn't say this to me directly.
Yun naman pala eh.
Hindi, pero yung expectation nila sa akin was to at least follow their footsteps in the ministry and help them out with the ministry.
Okay.
Not necessarily me becoming a Bible woman, but still being active in the ministry, in mm-hmm. church. They expected me to...
Not be a tupang ina mo.
Not to be a black sheep. They expected me to be...
That submissive woman in church.
Kind
of. Kino-compete ko na yung sentence.
Hindi, kasi parang, syempre, like, let's put it this way. They have raised me in this set of principles and guidelines on how they believed and how they were taught as well on how to raise a child, mm-hmm. which is to train up a child in the way he should go.
And when he is old,
he will not depart from it.
Ganun. Memorize pa din natin.
Ano
ba yan? First Timothy something.
Ay, hindi ko alam.
Oh, hindi ko naman basta.
Oh, basta yun. Parang, they brought me up to be a godly person. Of course, kasama ng mga yon principles, di ba? Be kind, be patient, fruit of the spirit.
Long-suffering and
long-suffering. Which some of those, if not most, I'm still carrying with me naman. I think they are good principles that you should carry, that anybody should carry, like being kind. Right? Being patient. I think that should be, like, regardless of what your religion is, you should be that.
Yeah. So, would you say that those were the expectations, or at least some of them, that you have met? Your parents' expectation? And, kasi tatanungin ko, like, ano yung hindi nila na-meet? Ay, ano yung hindi mo na-meet?
Sa expectations na yan. Teka, kasi kakasalita ko lang. Dapat ikaw naman.
Sige.
Yun nga. So, the next question is, ano yung expectation sa'yo, Daryl, na feeling mo na-meet mo? Feeling mo, pwede mo pang ma-meet? At ano yung mga feeling mo, hindi na talaga? You're not, kumbaga, you left it na.
Yeah. Feeling ko, mabilis lang tong episode na to. Kasi easy answers. Top of mind. Andiyan na. Iko-connect ko yung sa sinabi mo, di ba? Our parents taught us to be godly, and those come kasi with like a set of moral values such as, you know, being kind to your neighbor, fighting for the oppressed, you know, standing up for what is right no matter how hard it is, ganyan.
Yes.
Those kinds of principles, I think, were taught to me and were expected of me to follow, which I can proudly say that I'm doing my best to do so, and I am proud to do it. So parang in reality, andun yung mga prinsipyo, andun yung mga value na yun. You look out for others.
Good manners and right conduct.
Good manners and right conduct. In other words, progressive values in a way. Kasi like, you know, we have like colonial religion and all, but there are some progressive values there. Like, when you translate it to adulthood, pumapasok yung value of consent, of equality, of, you know, those kinds of things. So, yung mga yon na, feeling ko naman na-meet ko yung mga ganyan. At proud, feeling ko naman proud sin mama na, mait naman akong mara.
Ano? Hindi ko naririnig. Ano? Proud sila feeling mama
ko,
mo na.
Feeling ko proud sila dahil hindi ako naging surface level.
Mabait, pero asshole pala.
Hindi eh.
kasi
napaisip tuloy ako.
Sabi niya, mabait mo talaga akong tao.
Like, hindi ako napariwara in the sense na kailangan nilang maagrabyado. Na, oh, si Daryl nasa ano, kulungan ni Bail nyo. Ganyan, mga ganong levels. Kasi may mga ganon around us. Me malapit growing na. Up. Oo, marang ganon. Like, si Daryl, ano mo yan, hindi ako I don't want to be insensitive. Pero yun nga, hindi ako nakabuntis. Oh. At hindi rin ako makakabuntis. Ma, that is living up to your expectations. Mga ganon. Ganon.
Yes. After he said he didn't want to be insensitive, and then he proceeded with the most insensitive sentence that he could say in front of me. Asshole.
Sorry, natupang yun, no?
Oh my God.
Alam mo naman kung bakit hindi ako makakabuntis.
Feeling ko, your parents would be more proud. Tuwag na kabuntis ka.
Oh my God.
Just my two cents.
Oh my God. Sorry na.
Di ba hinahanapan ka na nga ng apo?
Oh my God. So, kwento ko. Side kwento.
Oh yan. Expectation.
Hindi. Hinahanapan nila ako ng apo na parang minsan pinipm ako randomly ni mama. Sa Messenger, tapos minsan sa Instagram pa, ganyan. Oh, meron ng screenshot of like this high school classmate. Tapos sabihin, oh, di ba crush mo to? Oh my God, kung nakikinig ka man ngayon. Oh, di ba crush mo to? Parang she was the one I intended for you to marry. Mga ganyan, wow. Ganyan. Oh, ganun siya.
Talaga ba? Sino yun? Ang pangalan?
May mga ganun. May mga ganun siyang instance. Oo, tapos parang 2 days ago, di ba, andito si, 2, 3, 4 days ago, andito si mama sa bahay. Tapos parang tinawagan siya ng friend niyang taga Myanmar or something. Tapos parang tinatanong kung may anak na ba ako, ganyan-ganyan, kung may asawa na ba. Tapos natanong nila na, ang tanda-tanda ko na daw, ba't wala pa akong asawa? Parang, gago ba kayo? Ganun klase expectation. Oo nga, no?
Weird, no? Kasi parang like at a certain age, yung payo nila na huwag kang magbubuntes, huwag kang magpapabuntes, huwag kang mag-aasawa, huwag kang magbo-boyfriend agad. Tapos biglang they expect it to like
change
in one snap. It's a change na makakahanap ka na agad ng asawa.
Oh,
makakahanap ka na ano, magkakaroon ka na agad ng anak. I mean, that didn't happen with me. Inunahan ko na sila eh.
Diba?
Advance kasi ako mag-isip.
As a bright person.
As a bright person, inunahan ko na sila. Alam ko, hahanapin niyo sa akin yan. Ito na. Oh, I give you 2.
Not just 1, but 2. Yeah, those kinds of expectations, those are so fucked up.
So, yun yung hindi mo pa mamimit. Namimit.
Feeling ko na-meet ko yung aspetong hindi ako nga nakabuntis. Siguro at least nung nag-aaral, apo, ganyan. Yung apo,
sabi ko nga kasi sa magul-
ay, inopen ko sa magulang ko na magkakaapo sila pero via adoption. Alam mo kung paano ko dyan na-justify na wala pa akong asawa at anak ngayon?
Oh.
Nakwento ko na ba to in real life?
Hindi.
Okay. So ngayon ko kwento sa'yo at sa mga listeners na. So sinasabi ko sa kanila, na feeling ko valid argument and it's sincere, ay dahil para sa akin, hindi na ethical magkaroon ng anak. Like, it's unethical pag alam, mulat ka sa nangyayari sa mundong to, tapos nag-aagawan na tayo ng resources, nagkakaubusan na ng resources ang mundo, tapos magdadagdag ka pa ng isa. Ganong perspective.
Very brave and controversial thing to say. So,
sa magulang ko. Tapos parang, syempre, parang binibili naman na yata nila yung excuse.
Or so you think.
Or so I think. Yeah. Hindi, pero totoo. Like, feeling ko, even if I were like a straight person and would want to have kids, parang given this current perspective in life, I would choose not to. And I would judge myself if I put a kid into this damn wretched world.
Alam mo, I still have, siguro this is because I have kids. I don't know how that rubs me. I mean, I know it's not a personal, like, it's not a personal insult. And I do understand what that means.
Mm-hmm.
And I do agree na, like, the world, like, the earth, like, our planet is in such state na, paano ko ba ito sasabihin? I feel that now kasi I am scared for my children and you what future be. And what future that they have in this, if not in just in this country, in this actual planet.
Mm.
Especially with everything that's going on with, you know, global warming and climate right. change.
Right. Parang
ano pa yung maaabutan nila? Eh, kaso nandiyan na, naluwal ko na yan, gagawin ko, babalik ko ulit. Diba? So yun, parang I understand where that sentiment is coming from. But I also understand other people wanting to have kids too.
Yeah, you know? Of course. That is, and you know,
it's their own personal yes, choice.
And out of all the podcast episodes that we've published, one value that we would always want to resurface is, you know, people's feelings and wants are valid. And
Yeah.
And that's also true.
Yeah, it's their body. They want to carry it. And they want, also there are people kasi, let's say adults or parents. Let's just say parents. I'm lucky enough to have parents who are not thinking this way. Yung ginagawa nilang pension plan yung anak nila. Na parang magkakaanak ako para may mag-alaga sa akin. Ganun.
Paano namang hindi yata tayo magiging pension plan kahit gustuhin
kasi nila? Kasi we're so broke.
Wala tayong pera.
If that was your expectation, that's one expectation failed. Yeah. Ay, pero speaking of that, like, my mom always tells me na she's sad that I'm already, like, eh, hindi ko alam eh. Hindi ko alam kung anong pinanghuhugutan niya. Pero, one thing she always tells me pag bumibisita ako sa kanila is like, ako yung nag-iisa niyang anak na babae, na parang she always envisioned me helping her around the house, like living with her for a long time. Parang ang ano niya eh, tayo dapat ang magkasama kasi tayong dalawa yung babae. It's parang, alam ko yung sinasabi, Mama, ano kaya nalaman ang kupay ko? Anak mo din naman yung mga nandito ah, sabi ko. Kasi may dalawa pa akong kapatid. Parang, hindi mo ba sila kasama din? Like, pero I think what she envisioned was like a mother-daughter experience. But the reality is, pag magkasama kami ng mom ko, as much as I love her with my, you know, whole heart and soul, lagi kami nagka-clash at hindi healthy sa, ano namin, sa mental health naming dalawa na magkasama kami. Especially with our personalities na palagi kami nag-aaway noon. I remember nung dalaga pa ako. To the point na magna-nervous breakdown kung hindi kaming dalawa ang isa sa amin dahil sa away namin. And it was very toxic and unhealthy na I'm glad I had the option before to like live outside our house. Kaya taga Baguio kami noon, nagbo-boarding house pa rin ako sa Engineers Hill. Kasi talagang lagi kami nag-aaway ng mama ko. Pero yung expectation nga niya na was that. And I think that's one of the expectations I failed to meet.
Mm-hmm.
For me to stay with her in our house. And ako, I have made my peace with that. My mom, unfortunately, is still learning to make her peace with it. Kasi up till now, eh, she's still sad about that. And it's sad. What do you feel? Okay. Speaking of failed expectations, what do you feel about knowing that there are some expectations of your parents that it's either you cannot meet or you do not want to meet anymore? Like, you're just like scrapping the whole idea na parang say goodbye to that expectation. You can never expect me to do that.
Yeah.
And what do you feel about that as a son?
Wow, that's a very hard question.
Yes.
I think that's a very hard question because it's either I did not put much thought into it or it wasn't talked about in the home. Diba? Parang wala yung, asan ka na ngayon? Ito yung expect. Wala kasing ganung, ano, parang checkpoint reflection with the family levels. I feel so sorry for them because I just can't imagine how a parent, syempre I might never be a parent, but I think I would understand what it feels like to have expected from a person whom they love so much and then miss those expectations. But apparently, yun nga, the reality is, I couldn't live to those expectations. So I think the closest feeling that I could describe is, you know, feeling sorry for them. Ganyan. Parang, I love you, but I'm sorry. Yes, sincerely sorry. Yeah.
Have you made your peace with it?
I have made.
Was there a point in your life that you haven't made peace with? Like, I want to hear about how you got to that point. That you are now at peace with it, yes. Pero
yes. I think I compensated on those expectations, like, on a different way. Diba? I did not become a pastor or active in the ministry, but I would say that I did not fuck up college. Ganyan. College fucked me up. Ganyan. Charat. I fucked in college, but I did not fuck up college. Mga ganong expectations. Aww. Tapos, ganon, na, I think, nabanggit ko kanina yung hindi ako, yung they, I think, oh my God, parang ngayon ko lang nare-realize na ang baba ba na expectation nila sa akin. Na, ganun yung naramdaman ko na parang, oh, at least si Daryl, hindi nga siya nakulong. Hindi siya drug addict, mga ganong shit.
Oo.
So, hindi naman, like, ano naman ako, like, wala pa naman akong record. Ganyan. Mga wala ganong ba? Shit. So, sobrang minimal expectations. Like, the basic expectations. Mukhang na-meet bare ko minimum. Naman yun. Oo, yung mga bare minimum. Ganon. Ganon ko siya, ganon ako at peace. Na parang, I might not be the son you've expected. You know, having a family, being a pastor, being an active Christian. Ganyan. I might not be that person, but I am also not the son na ikinakahiya nila. I think. Or so, I think.
Oh my God, ang lutong ng I think.
I think. Shit. Oo, feeling ko naman, I hope I have made them proud in one way or another. Ganun ako nakapag-find peace with it.
Yeah.
And I feel sorry for them, but di bale, ako na lang magbabayad ng electric bill niya next month. Ganun.
Parang pinupunan mo na lang mga practical na pwede mong ibigay.
Oo. Ikaw ba? Oo. Ibinabalik ko yung tanong.
Ano na ulit? What do I feel about it? No?
Yeah. Kasi iba tayo ng experience. Iba, unlike our other episodes, these experiences are, may similarities pero
may difference on how
oo. So I really wanna know what you think. Yeah.
I know. Sobrang daming ia-unpack dito, no? Ang daming ia-unpack lang sa akin. Hindi. Kasi ako, on a serious note, unlike you, Daryl, I fucked up college.
What? You fucked in college?
I fucked up college. I wasn't able to finish it. I got pregnant right away. So, it was... Like, hindi ko lang na-meet ang expectations ng parents ko. Parang ginawa ko lahat ng dapat kong hindi gawin.
To the point alam na, sige, values na lang yung na-meet ko. Oh my God! Oh my God! I feel so bad. I know. Okay,
you know,
game.
It's okay.
Okay, continue.
So, it's sad. It's very sad. Not just for them, but for me. And it also... I have like a new, as a mom na rin, I can feel, iba kasi yung perspective na mabibigay sa'yo ng pagiging parent. You will really see things in another light.
Mm-hmm.
After I became a mom, I saw my mom in a very, very different light as compared to before I became a mom. And I felt very sorry for her that she had me as a daughter. And I know I'm not that fucked up. I know that there's like, it can get worse. It can definitely get worse.
Yeah.
But like you, I also, it's not just sorry. It's not just I feel sorry. I'm also very sad na I can never undo those things anymore. Tapos, I mean, I can't. I can change what I can do in the future. I mean, you know, there are some things that I can probably still do to make them proud.
Mm-hmm.
Pero ang parents ko kasi very ministry-centric, if that's even a term. Talagang, ano, their whole life is revolving around the ministry in the church. And I have grown with my own principles and mm-hmm. beliefs, and it's no longer those things that they believe in.
Mm-hmm.
And I can only imagine how they are making their peace with it. I can imagine how hard it must be for them. And I am very sad that I'm making my parents feel that way, especially my mom. If I could undo it, I would. But I can't, eh. It's not a switch that I can switch on and off. Strangely enough, the same principles that they have taught me is what led me to what I believe now. Like the morals, like we were mentioning yeah. earlier, like,
yeah.
you know, fighting for what is right, equality, right? Ano pa, tulungan ng mga naapi and all that other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Those morals have led me to another path, a very different path than what my parents have envisioned for me, for sure. So, sobrang nag-stray talaga ako sa gusto nila.
Yeah.
And I think at a very early age, nakita na nila. I think they might have seen that coming. Kasi I was very strong-willed child kasi ako. So,
oo. Tinawag ka din bang rebellious?
Oo, rebellious. Diba? That's the word. Mm-mm. They have already seen my rebellious spirit, which my mom always blamed the devil for. And I'm like...
Why blame the devil?
Yeah, why bring the devil into this?
Devil didn't do anything.
Yeah, so I already had that quote-unquote rebellious spirit. And I mm-hmm. think they might have seen it coming. But it breaks my heart to know that I broke their heart in the process of being who I am today.
Have you made peace with it?
I'm trying to. It still hurts me, syempre. Especially knowing how my mom feels now, because I'm a mom too.
Yeah.
I think what breaks their heart the most is I no longer share the same beliefs that they have and they brought me up with.
Yeah.
I think that's what is very hard for them to accept.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to make my peace with it na maybe they will never accept it. And I cannot do anything about it anymore. And it hurts. Kasi parang, para sa kanila kasi that's what, especially my mom, that's what matters to her the most is mm-hmm. yung belief na in personal relationship with God and that.
Actually, since you brought that up,
yeah,
this gave me a realization just right now that I think the reason why I couldn't answer that question earlier is because yun nga, we haven't talked about it. And the reason why we haven't talked about it is because they don't know.
They don't
know. My parents don't know that, for example, I practice witchcraft.
Oh, yeah.
So, they don't know that, like, I don't believe in it. Ganyan.
You don't have the same beliefs anymore. They don't
know. Like, I was not brave enough. It's not I was not. I am still not brave enough to like confront them about it. Not as brave as you were when you were confronting your parents about it. And when you were dealing with it with them nung college pa tayo and even after college.
Actually, no. I have not dealt with it when I was in college. I was able to deal with it and like tell them about it when I already had my own kid. Kasi I know na I had to make a choice. Not just for me, but for my children as well.
Mm-mm.
So, that is when I had the balls, kumbaga, to talk to them about it and to let them know na, here's the thing,
but I no longer identify. That's still an act of bravery nonetheless. Because other people would just literally...
Avoid it.
Avoid it. Or like, self-destruct or like FO their parents.
Or just pretend.
Or just like,
and you know what? However they deal with it is valid. You know, you deal with it on how you feel is most effective for you, I guess. Or like, kung everybody deals with it differently. I dealt with it like that. Well, the plus side is I no longer have to hide it, right? Yeah. I no longer have to pretend. However, the price that I have to pay with that freedom is knowing that I've hurt my parents.
Yeah.
So deep.
Yeah.
It's like spiritual deep, you know? Yeah. And especially knowing
deeper
them
than the that, bones. Deep.
Yeah. Like, for them, for my mom, I'm gonna burn in hell. And that is like so bad. Like, yeah, that's the worst thing. That parang okay lang ma-aksidente ka sa buhay na to. Basta pupunta ka ng langit. But for her,
it's the eternal damnation. Yeah, I feel like, you. I understand.
What she tells me actually every time is she's like, anak, gusto kitang makita sa langit. And I don't know how to react to that.
Sabihin mo, bakit? Sure ka bang pupunta ka sa langit?
Sira ulo. According to her belief, she will. I mean, I'm not gonna bait that anymore. Kasi before I was used to, ano eh, parang, before I had this attitude na parang, kung feeling ko mali ka, I will challenge you.
Mm-mm.
And that, like, that was me towards my mom. That's why kaya kami lagi nag-aaway eh. Kasi parang wala talaga akong preno na, ay, hindi, mali yan. Like, hindi dapat ganyan, mama, ganyan. So, hindi lang ako stubborn, hindi lang ako rebellious. Ano pa ako, nagbaback, ano yung tawag doon? Sumasagot-sagot pa ako, ganun. So, parang,
ako.
There was this post that I saw about millennials as well who have grown up in church and grown up as Christians and no longer are. And this post said na one thing that makes her sad is she realized that whatever she does in her life, whatever success, whatever problems that she faces and antaw doon, kahit ang problema malagpasan niya, nung success, nung triumph, nung achievement niya sa buhay, her parents will never, can never be actually proud of her. And that hit me.
Oh my God.
Ang sad. But you know what? That's life eh. Parang, you choose your own path. And sometimes, the path that is best for you may not be the best for other people. Or they, it might be something that will make them sad. But at the end of the day, it's your life kasi. It's your life. The expectations that they have of you, if you feel na it's not gonna make you happy, then why? Why would you put yourself through it? Other people still want to do it though. And like, good
again,
for you, I guess.
Valid.
Ako, I can't kasi. Like, it's either my happiness or not really my happiness. It's more like my freedom. This is my path. This is my life.
Yeah.
And I am sorry. But I do let them know. I always tell my parents that I am grateful. That's what I'm proud to say. Na like, despite everything, I make sure and I tell them na I know this is not, I literally tell them, I know this is not what you wanted for me. This is not what you envisioned for me. This was not your expectation. But I want you to know that it's not your fault. If you think this is the wrong path that I'm taking, I take full ownership of the choices that I make because I am an adult now. Mm-hmm. I have, like, you have raised me well. And I hope you have peace in knowing that you have raised me in the best way that you knew.
Mm-hmm.
But the choices that I make from this point forward are mine because this is my life at the end of the day. And I hope you make peace with the thought that I am happy now. I am happier now. Sabi ko, kung hindi kayo agree sa kung anong pinaniniwalaan ko, you don't have to. It's okay. I respect that. But I hope sa dulo, alam ninyo na masaya ako. sana, kahit yun lang ako. Kahit yun lang, alam niyo na masaya ako. Ang bakit ang sad nito?
Ah, sige. Dahil sad siya, ikaw yung nagda-down eh.
Sorry
Blename. Na. Blename. Ikaw yung nag...
Oh,
sige. Yun. Dahil malungkot na rin lang din naman tayo. Meron akong panghuling tanong. Feeling ko huling tanong ko na yan this episode. Okay. Feeling ko hindi siya applicable sa akin kasi hindi naman ako magulang ngayon. Pero ikaw, bilang magulang, alam kong may expectations ka kay Kurt sa anak
kay
mo.
Kay Bikbik, wala.
Kay Bikbik. Kay Kurt at kay Bikbik. Paglaki nila, tapos kunwari, ito yung ikinalakihan nilang era. Tapos flat earther siya. At hindi siya naniniwalang nagnyari ang COVID nung 2020 dahil nanood siya ng YouTube video na sinasabing hindi totoo ang COVID nung 2020. Gets na yung tanong?
Oo, gets ko naman.
Anong gagawin mo at saan mo siya sasampalin? Malungkot tayo, di ba? Bakit ka tumatawa?
Sobrang ridiculous lang, pero kung totoo man yan, kung sabihin natin ganyan ang mangyayari, babalikan ko na lang yung values na kinikerry, na tinuro sa akin at kinikerry ko pa rin ngayon.
Equality. Sobrang layo. Hoy, ang specific ng question ko, bigyan mo ko ng specific answer.
Ang hirap naman yan. O sige, in a general sense, kumbaga, kaya nga, in a general sense, yung feeling ko talaga like mali yung pinaniniwalaan niya. Kasi okay. Parang ganun din yan eh. O, diba?
Mali. Tapos mali, pinaglalaban, mali niya.
Pinaglalaban niya.
Sabi niya, eh, napanood ko sa YouTube eh. Ganyan.
I will try my best to have a conversation with my children.
You are having that conversation.
Kaya nga. On why they believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Try to understand where they're coming from, where they got that.
Diba? Sinabi na nga.
I will approach it in a non-judgmental way and hear them out. Why?
Okay. So, sinabi niya, sabi ko sa TikTok.
I will try to, you know, to be watch honest, TikTok I don't also. Really know. I'm not sure if this makes me a bad mom or makes me a bad person. Pero, alam mo, if they believe in that, alam mo, if they believe in that and if they really believed in that after, like, let's say, sabihin natin, informed choice nila yon na yun ang gusto nilang paniwalaan, ba ano magagawa ko, diba? Kung sabihin natin nasa tamang edad na sila, ha? At alam ko na binigay ko na lahat ng pwedeng, like, binigyan ko sila ng matinong education and everything.
What would it make you feel?
Of course, it will make me sad. The same way I made my parents sad. I would be lying if I say it wouldn't make me mad for just a bit, right?
Yeah.
It would make me upset. Pero okay. If at the end of the day, yun talagang gusto nilang paniwalaan, di ba? Ang ipokrito ko naman, kung ang inaano ko sa parents ko before, free will, this is my life. Tapos biglang pagdating sa mga anak ko, hindi ko bibigay yun. Kung yun talagang gusto nilang paniwalaan, at adults naman na sila, at hindi ko na sila maano, okay, di hinang paniwalaan ninyo. Wala, magagawa po ba?
Bibigyan mo pa ba sila ng allowance?
Eh, matanda na nga sila noon, di ba?
Kunwari college, third year college.
Hindi, bakit ka pa natutunan niya daw sa school? Behavior na lang. Bakit ka pa nag-aaral?
Ganun nga, natutunan niya nga doon sa college.
May flat earth society. Alam mo, at the end of the day, ito yung, dito na pumapasok yung ano eh. We try to change the things that we can change and let go of the things that we can no longer change or control.
Taray.
Diba? I'm quoting you on that, bitch. Uh-huh. Diba? Yun.
Yeah.
Pero, whatever makes them happy, ako, my goal as a parent, as a mom, is I would try my best to bring up my children. I would be lying if I say that I don't have any expectations. Pero, ang goal ko sana is to bring them up into
in like, such a way they should go, and when he is old, he will not depart.
No, like bring them up as kind people and people who are
Hoy, marami namang kind na hindi naniniwala sa history.
Like, nasa sa kanila na talaga yun.
Oh, sige, okay, mga, hindi ko na i-debate yun. Mag-iisang oras na.
Isang oras na nga.
Pero ayun.
Hindi, ang point ko, yun nga. I am rephrasing kasi I'm gonna edit that shit out. Yun nga, ang goal ko as a mom is to make sure that I will do my best. Ako, I will control what I can, which is myself, and I will do my best to bring them up in the best way that I could. I will, of course, improve all the things that I cannot improve. I know I have a lot to go. I mean, I have a lot to work on. Dami ko pang improvement na pwede kong magagawa as a person. Because I'm still growing. I'm still growing myself.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'll do my best in bringing them up in the right way that I know. And when the time comes and they have to choose their own path, ang alam ko lang, ginawa kong best ko maging ready sila kung ano yung haharapin nila. At basta masaya sila, basta okay sila, basta hindi sila nakaka-harm ng sarili nila at ng ibang tao, I will be happy with that. It's bare minimum, yes, but
it's not the bare minimum.
I guess. I don't know. Pero
yeah,
I have big dreams for my children, but I'm not gonna impose that on them. I hope that they will be as successful in whatever they do. And when I say successful, I don't just mean make a lot of money. But like, at least you're happy with what you do. Pero I know for a fact that money has a lot to do with being happiness. Happy right yeah. now. So,
oh my God, that should be a topic.
Them,
yeah.
Right? I'll try to lead them that way. Like, I think, I'll just suggest, ganun.
Uh-uh.
But I will not impose na man na, ano. But well, yeah, anyway. I think,
yeah. Tulad ng sabi ko kanina, yun na yung last question ko for you. At alam kong hindi ka naman dapat talaga magbabato ng maraming tanong sa akin.
Bakit?
Kasi hindi ako magulang. O diba, wala akong ano, wala kang, o ikaw, magulang ka, wala kang ganong tanong. O diba, hindi na, i-conclude na natin to. Wala na, ito lang yung, save it up for the next episode. Ayan, so, maraming salamat sa pakikinig. Dinire-diretso. hindi na pinagsalita.
Wala pa kasing tulog.
Hindi na pinagsalita si Kish. Pero yun nga, ikaw naman magpa-plug in.
So, ayun na nga, guys. So, I hope you liked that episode. Let us know your thoughts about it. If you had parents who had, like, weird or strange or unusual or something that you'd like to share with us, their expectations of you, you feel like you can relate to the story, please feel free to, you know, tweet about it, comment, post, share. Follow us on our social media platforms, I mean accounts, in Instagram, in Facebook, and in Twitter. And yeah, did I miss anything? Also, we still are accepting letters of, you know, how to move on. Any kind of story that you feel like you want to share, particularly yes. Ang mga topic na meron kami ngayon is like your most embarrassing stories, also stories about moving on from your ex or maybe even about a current relationship.
Yeah.
Basically, we just want you guys to send in stories to us. I know mapag-desisyon at mapag-utos kami right now. But really, when we say we want to hear from you, it's sincere. We really do want to hear from you. And if you want to share your story,
don't worry. Only 3 people will listen.
Ay, hindi yan totoo. Lima. Eh, joke lang. Madami naman sila. And again, thank you guys for sticking with us in this episode. If it was too bleak or too sad, I'm so sorry. I hope it helps you reflect a bit. Char.
Yeah, we do. Like, you are also a disappointment. Tandaan mo yan. Akala mo?
You also disappointed your parents.
You think?
Just kidding. De. Pero one thing's for sure, we are so proud of you. Whatever you're going through right now, pretty sure you've been through a lot.
Yeah.
Because you're a millennial.
We're proud that you have made it even up to this day. Yes. Getting to listen to this podcast.
I know.
So proud of you. You should tap yourself in the butt.
In the butt.
Anyways, ako si Daryl.
At ako naman si Cash.
And this is... Is This Thing On?
The podcast.
Oh my God, that was good.